2 o'clock, we'll go ahead and open the meeting up. There you go.
Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the wisdom you gave our founding fathers as they established our government. And Lord, we look forward to Monday, President's Day. I pray we'll come together as a nation to respect and honor the office of a president. And I ask you to give our commissioners the same wisdom as they make decisions today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Mm-hmm. No video. I know. It okay, before we start, I'd like to, as you know, can see, Judge Godier and Commissioner Trahan are not with us today. They're in College Station at their state-required continuing education. All of us will end up having to go before the year's out. I think I go in April and Commissioner Beecham. So with that said, we'll move to item one, open court session for comments from the court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. So, anybody from the audience?
I'm going to say something.
There you go, Mr. Rock.
How much?
$2 for the bus? That's
$2 how much can you ride the bus? I'm Robert Rothrock. I live out there in the country. It ought to be the country.
I'm going to South Louisiana tomorrow to see the new levees. They had good luck with them this last storm they had. Like 4 foot going over the levees and didn't get no water on the streets for all of South Louisiana. After probably $1 billion, no telling how much they paid for it. So that's where we stand. You, everything gonna be good for the next 40 years if we can get rid of that judge we got up there. Old John, he has to go take a crook's place, and old crook, he give it up too soon. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone on the court? Commissioner Beecham?
I'm just glad to see Rock here. He's kind of a mainstay. We've all been concerned about where he was, and glad to see you back.
Well, early voting starts next Tuesday. Make sure y'all get out and vote, please.
Okay, with that, we'll move to item two, discussion and possible action regarding items related to the natural disaster Imelda. And there we go, our first contestant.
Commissioners, Raymond Gould Community Center, the contractor had finished the day before yesterday. We did a punch list this morning. There's only a handful of little items that they have to take care of. They're supposed to get it taken care of and be finished tomorrow. So then the community center and the clinic will be open for, well, get ready for business again.
Good.
About it.
Very good.
I'm just waiting for the next one.
The next one.
Yeah.
I don't see your counterparts in Florida today. Item three, discussion and possible action regarding items related to Hurricane Harvey, including updates on the Orange County buildings, properties, and roads.
Claiborne Park. The office, we waxed the floors yesterday. Phil was putting some door hardware. We got to put the coat base up and receptacle plates on the wall. Should be finished with it tomorrow, so the office for Claiborne Park will be ready. All the pavilions are completed. We do have some water leaks out there. We got the main water turned on to the pavilions. We changed out all the issues with all the toilets, all the urinals. Everything is working. There's no leaks on the restrooms. So,
is that all of them?
Yeah, all of them.
Great.
So we've gotten rid of the Johnny on the Spot.
No, I think they're still out there because they haven't actually opened up the pavilions for rental yet.
But if the toilets are working...
Yeah, but that nobody knows that yet. I mean, we're just now finishing. The only thing that we have left, we had four more hand dryers to install. Once those are installed, then we're complete 100% with the pavilions.
We got all the water leaks fixed?
We had there was one water leak by pavilion number one. That was supposed to be a big leak. We turned the water back on to check out all the restrooms, and we kept watching the water, waiting for the water leak to show up on the ground. It never came up. Of course, it rained, and it makes it like, well, okay, it's hard to find. So we left the water on, and the water's still on. So all the pavilions right now do have running water. There's still a leak over there by the Halliburton Pavilion. So there is one leak right there that we have to fix, and we plan on doing that when I guess the weather gets a little bit better. But other than that, the water's working over there now. As far as your office,
yes.
Highway 62. We got some other talking with the contractor. What we're going to do, the contractor started yesterday, and they're out there today. They're putting the flooring in inside the building. Without the flooring, we can't do anything to keep the building inside dry. So what we're planning on doing is we're getting all the floor work done. We're going to take samples of anything that we may find inside there and have it tested. And then once we get those results, then we'll come back to the court and let the court know what we found. But for right now, everything looks good. We've been circulating some air and all that, and nothing else has increased. So that's a plus. But the floor work is getting done right now. So.
And that place that I looked at yesterday on the ceiling, is that the only mold that they have found at this point?
There's several different areas inside the building. On the roof and on the some of the sheetrock that was left, there's some on the sheetrock wall, but there again, it's didn't have a floor, so it had everything it needed. It had moisture and had water, and we did Clark got a load of sand, put it out there. It was there for last Thursday, I think it was, and Friday we put the whole load underneath the building. We got inmates from the sheriff department, and we shoveled all that sand underneath that building and filled it up. So we're good to go.
Way to go, Kurt. Mm-hmm.
We're working on it. That's all I got.
That's it.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 4, discussion and possible action regarding entering an electronic government payment service agreement with GovPay to allow Orange County fee offices to process credit card transactions. Possible actions may include authorizing county judge and judge pro tem to sign the same. Christy.
This is just so we can get credit cards available at our fee offices for people to use either debit or credit cards.
Our debit card. At all our fee locations, like fee locations. That's the company we use to for people to get their credit card for any fee.
Tax offices is in this one.
Right.
I make a motion.
I second.
Motion by 3, seconded by 2. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Item 5, discussion and possible action regarding payment of the bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listing, and also specifically as follows: $25,130 to Golden Triangle Landfill, Texas LP-5120 from the general fund, 036-953-5300 for the Imelda severe weather event, debris haulout.
And also for approval on February 11th, 2020,
General Fund, $237,596.34. Road and Bridge, $12,111.39. Mosquito Control, $395.25. Adult Probation, $1,788.04. Airport, $305.59. Consolidated Accounts, $643.42, for a total of $252,840.03.
Move to approve the bills.
Second.
Motion by three, seconded by two. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Item 6, discussion and possible action regarding support for a request for the City of Vidor to the Texas Division of Emergency Management for reconsideration of the City's application for Hazardous Mitigation Grant Program funding. Possible action may include authorization for the County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign the City's letter requesting the same. Basically, just like all entities, the county, the city, several cities, most of our HMGPs, if not all, have been turned down. And the city is wanting to basically put a letter together with the county's support asking for them to reconsider. And you have the letter, I think it was emailed.
Why are they not?
I can't answer why TDEM's doing what they're doing. I know the county is struggling with that also. But it's basically a letter of support is what the City of Vidor is asking the court to sign on to.
And that's all?
That's all. It's just that we support their efforts.
Well, I make a motion we support it.
Second.
I have a motion by two, seconded by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Item 7, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of Sheriff Merritt to allow retiree Sergeant Harry Moe to purchase his assigned duty firearm. The firearm is a Glock 40 caliber model 22, serial number PZG589. The replacement cost is $409, and the check will be submitted to the treasurer's office for deposit. Once approved by the court, the firearm will be deleted off the sheriff's office inventory. This purchase is authorized under the authority of the Texas Government Code, Chapter 614-051. And Sheriff Merritt.
This is what we've done in the past. According to the government code, they're allowed to do that, and I got a letter request asking that. I have no reason not to grant it, so I'm getting the court's permission.
I'll make the motion that we allow him to purchase his services.
Second.
Motion by two, seconded by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Item 8, discussion and possible action regarding the accepting for filing the 2019 racial profiling report for the Orange County Sheriff's Office. This annual report is to be filed with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, TCO, as directed under CCP 2.131 and CCP 2.138.
Same thing. Every year by March 1st, we're required by this statute to submit a racial profiling report to TCO, which we have done that. I believe y'all have a copy of it, and it's we'll also post it on our sheriff's office website also for posting according to the statute. So.
Move we approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by three, seconded by two. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Thank you, Sheriff. 9, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by Road and Bridge Department.
Wasn't sure if this agenda item, the way it was set up, was for kind of an update or if it was really just any kind of action item. So I've got an abbreviated update of what we've been up to. I do have one action item, actually two, but there's another one listed separately down the list there. But I just want to let you all know that we're currently involved in hauling the material that TxDOT donated to the county from where we're picking it up over in Koontz and then bringing it here. We started work on that yesterday. Looks like we're going to be about 4 days in doing it because it's a lot of material. And then I heard from Precinct 4, 4 minute, two of the dump trucks broke down that he had. So yeah, that slows us down.
The other day and saw the hood up on one.
Yeah. I mean, each year, TxDOT donates about $21,000 worth of material to the county.
What,
it's recycled asphalt, stuff they've milled up off of roads.
That we can use.
Yeah, we can use it. It's sort of marginal, I guess, but it's the right price. We are making preparations for a change. It's going to be coming at the Citizens Collection Center or the landfill. Starting March 3rd, we're going to go back to charging a fee. And
March 3rd.
One of the items that was addressed earlier about the credit card machines, that's one that will affect us because we are going to try to have that in operation out there.
So that people can use credit cards?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that...
And what are the days it's going to be open?
It's going to be open Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Same hours that we have now. It's 7 to 6 on Tuesday and Thursday. 7 to 5 on Friday. I'm sorry, on Saturday. We've also been doing a little work trying to help the Mauriceville Heritage Society get ready for their crawfish festival. You know, like many areas in Orange County, drainage is always a problem, and it's really flat. So, in any case, we've been out there doing some ditch work, trying to get them ready. It's not until, I believe, May 2nd.
And I went out there yesterday, and I talked to Mr. Sewell,
mm-hmm.
and he was very pleased with what y'all had done. Now that y'all have finished that ditch, and he was very glad that you all had done it, and he was appreciative.
Well, hopefully it'll, you know, make it better. It's just a case of...
It looked like it would, Clark. But
yeah.
He said, now, at this point, I don't know what you think, but this is about all that y'all can do with the ditches to make it right.
Correct. We can't go any deeper than, you know... But it's cleaned out and fresh. You know, there was still a lot of stuff that had was holdovers from Imelda, things that wash out into the ditches. So, you know, it'll be better.
He said the only thing y'all said that you need to finish was mopping out the culverts.
A little piece right there along Arnell, I think is the name of the street. There's not really much of a ditch there, and we're going to redefine that. So it'll...
That
would be the last thing we can do to help them out.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I don't know if y'all noticed that it's not very visible. We did a little work on the courthouse sidewalk issue here back on the last holiday. I don't know if that was Martin Luther King Day or whatever. It was a few weeks ago. Started doing some cleaning out under some of the culverts and saw cutting across the sidewalk in a couple places, trying to start working towards doing a bigger project, and we ordered some pipe that are going to go under that. We'll have to take the existing stuff out, and I was just informed that arrived today, shipped in. So now once we can get back out here and get some more work going, we can, our plan is to put four pipes where there's only two right now under the sidewalk and bigger pipes. So we're trying to make that a little better situation.
You want to pull that on this next holiday?
No, we probably won't. One of my setbacks has been that my main concrete guy retired.
Nope.
So, you know, it leaves us a little shorthanded. There was a crew, basically, of two people that did all the concrete work.
Right.
And we lost half of them. Actually, we lost more than half because the one guy's relatively young, and the one that remains is a little older. And so it'll slow us down, but we'll get back on track.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that we've had a little coordination meeting between the Drainage District and Road and Bridge to look at making some drainage improvements in a couple of subdivisions. One of them is Nottingham, which is Commissioner Trahan's kind of hot project, and another one is called Whisper Woods, and you may not be familiar with it, but it's Story Lane and Bill Lane.
Yeah,
that's Whisper Woods. Whisper Woods. But we're trying to make some improvements, and the Drainage District is going to go in and dig out that big ditch that runs on the north side of Story. And when they lower that ditch down, that'll let us go in and lower some street culverts down, and then they're going to dig out those street culverts. So over the years, you know, these ditches fall, silt in, and until, you know, you can get everything adjusted, you can't make, you have to start downstream, work upstream. You can't, you know, you can't hit the upstream spots first. So we got some progress going there. We also had talked about a new subdivision that may be coming in on Yarpel, which is over in Precinct 4. Both the drainage district and Road and Bridge were sort of surprised by something we got just this last week about that subdivision. So I think we're all on the same page now, and the developer and the engineering company are going to be...
Little history. Yarpel is actually LaPrey spelt backwards.
Okay.
So it's in the addition off of Jefferson and Jasper. Yes. And it actually comes off of LaPrey Drive and turns into Yarpel.
Must have run out of names, right?
That's the only thing I can figure.
The Nottingham project, of course, Trahan's wanting to know what was asking about that.
Well, when we met with the drainage district, it was... Thursday, I think. I don't remember which day exactly because we had to postpone it and move it. But they are going to address some of the things that we need them to do, which was to get on the main outfall and clean out some high spots in it. That had been an issue before about easements and how to get in there, and I think they've decided, you know, they can do that. Now, they did clean out a beaver dam that was farther downstream that was causing a problem. You know, you don't think of beaver dams around here typically, but there are quite a few. And we have one. Oh, yeah, they're persistent little critters, you know.
I hope I got them some assistance in that. I found a trapper for them and hooked them up with Don. He's a licensed trapper, and they're communicating back and forth to possibly start.
Well, I need that information also.
I'll be happy to pass it to you, too.
I don't know if y'all have noticed how high the water is at the landfill. That's because of a beaver down there.
I'll be happy to get what you can give it to
him. Yeah, we'd like to get rid of him. We keep busting his dam, but you know how they are. They'll put it back overnight.
The next morning.
Yeah. let's see. I've been dealing with purchasing. We've got some pickups on order. My single action item here, and I was hoping that Connie would be here. I had spoken with her just before lunch. And she's gone over the proposal from a company that we've gotten a buy board proposal from to do the clean out and video of the storm drains there in Regal Point. And she has reviewed it and told me it's good to go ahead. And just want to make sure y'all are wanting to go out. I don't think you've seen it yet, but it's just a matter of once she's happy with it, then she tells me to go ahead and issue the requisition, and we move forward. And she has reviewed it, and I think she was a little under the weather and meant to be here today, but apparently didn't make it.
I have a note from Connie that she wouldn't be here. I got this right before court. Basically, she said that it's okay either to vote or table till next week. It was
okay on this item?
For item 12 and 13. So that's on your truck, I think.
Truck. It's not on the Regal Point.
Yeah, it's not on the Regal Point.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, we had discussed it, but I was hoping she'd be here. Now, the one thing that I do have, which I think is an action item farther down, is the TCEQ issue.
Steers?
Yes, steers. We'll wait.
Well, what I can do is once we wrap up 9, I can go ahead and skip to 11 and then go back to Curtin,
okay.
Number 10. While you're standing there, so.
That's great.
So the Regal Point thing, you need action on that?
No, I don't really need action, but because it is about $32,000, I just kind of like to make sure everybody's aware, you know, what we're doing.
That's a project that's been going.
It was in my budget and approved. This is just the first part of the overall project. Before the company can determine how much repair work is going to be necessary, they're going to have to come in and basically build a cofferdam on each end, pump all the water out of there, clean the inside of that storm drain, and then run a video camera through there and determine where we have either pipe separations or broken pipe or, you know, determine what's wrong before they know the approach to go to do the fixes.
vote, that's fine.
If it was already in the budget.
Right. It's good? Okay.
One of the things that was, I don't think it was in court, but I was asked to get with the city about seeing if they would sweep the parking lots after the Mardi Gras activities on this coming weekend. There had been some concern, I think, over the last couple of years that where they assemble the floats out here before the parade, that sometimes there's a lot of stuff that's left. You know, zip ties, screws, beads, things that just get dropped. And so they swept it for us last year. And have agreed to do it again this year. Yes. Yeah, they have a vacuum truck, street sweeper. So I just, it was just an update, let y'all know that, you know, they're going to take care of it.
Anything else under nine? If there's nothing else under nine, we'll proceed to 11 while you're standing there. Discussion and possible action regarding authorizing the county engineer to sign the STEERS application to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ. This online system is used to submit the county annual Tier 2 chemical report to the TCEQ.
Each year we have to do a submission to the TCEQ that kind of gives them an idea of what the county may have that's considered hazardous. It's now been done as an online deal, where before we could just fill out a form, send it in, and that was it. It's an online process, and so I have to go through this application deal to send in saying that I'm authorized to fill out the online application for the county. And so that's what I need court action for, is just to basically tell me to go ahead and do it or don't do it.
A second.
I have a motion by two, seconded by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, Clark. We'll go back to item 10, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the Maintenance Department. Mr. Kurt Guidry.
Commissioners, most of the stuff from item number 2 and 3 are pretty much covered in the maintenance department. As y'all can see on the last page that y'all got, my expenses so far for Claiborne Park on the back. Clark, to let you know, an update on the phone line. AT&T had to actually replace that line. Yeah, and they haven't actually got dial tone to the building yet, but they were had to replace the line because it was bad all the way down. Really? You going to do that to me? Now, the one I was on the internet the other day, that was an old picture. I know.
They're trying to update the file.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's going to take a lot of work.
You're good for the next 3 or 4 years now.
The projects are coming to a close as far as Claiborne Park, and we hope to be in the back over here Thursday, starting to start tearing down some walls in the back over here. We're going to be getting some trustees. We're going to try to rip up all the carpet and start moving process as far as remodeling the back corner over here.
I was just going to check with you and see if we couldn't move the sheriff's substation ahead of H&R. Okay,
well, I haven't got a report from the sheriff's office as far as the furniture that is in Vider, if all of that is actually going to be coming out and going to the surplus. Once I get that information from them, I'm not going to put the whole crew in here. There'll be about three people working over here, and I'll take the, once I get the information from the sheriff's department, we'll go to Vider and start pulling the carpet up in Vider. That way we can try to move a little bit further with that one, because there's a lot of painting that has to be done inside that building. So a lot of it's a lot more cosmetic than actually tearing down walls. So
construction, yeah.
Some of it's going to go pretty quick over there in Vider, but I got to get to the point where we can get all the furniture out. And once we do that, it should move pretty good.
I believe that furniture there was going to surplus, and we were utilizing the insurance money.
Yeah.
That paid off to get furniture to go in there.
Okay. Other than that, y'all have any questions on any other buildings? Well, the HR actually went over there and looked at some of the furniture.
There are five pieces that HR will be using instead of purchasing new.
Good job.
Did you take some of mine? Because I had my name on some.
Now, I think them post-it notes fell off. I'm not sure.
Post-it notes fell off.
Did you get Mark's telephone line back on?
Lost sticky.
So.
Yeah.
Anything else for Kirk?
That's it. I got it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
You get Mark's telephone line back on. Been out for 3 months.
They got a brand new phone system over there.
I don't care if they
have
it.
Okay.
I'll check and see if
they work. Moving.
They work good.
At the VA. Item 12, discussion of possible action regarding awarding the IFB -20002F250XL Super Duty Crew Cab pickup trucks or equivalent for the Road and Bridge Department. Basically, as Ms. Connie said, she's not here today, and she said she was okay with either tabling or passing the bid. I think if we look, you got two bids.
So we do not get bids from local?
That's correct. I had talked to Connie, and she said neither Philpott nor Steam River Ford turned in a bid, but she did contact them ahead of time and let them know about it.
That's weird.
So,
so I'm saying we go with the lowest bid. Where's Rockdale?
I don't gun deal.
Rockdale, Texas.
Rockdale, that's down near Corpus.
That's Rockport. I think Rockdale's near Austin in that general vicinity, I think.
I'm not sure about this.
Y'all want to table it, or you?
I'd like to table it because I'd like to find out
Connie.
Why we're not getting bids from.
Local.
I really would like to find that out.
If they don't bid, she can't force them to.
No, but I'd like to know why.
I'm not sure there's enough difference.
I wonder if we. Yeah, and I'd also like to know if we have like transportation costs if we have to go to Rockdale, you know, versus say Silsby.
They deliver.
Whatever court chooses. Is that a motion?
Yes.
To table? Mm-hmm. If we table, that means it automatically will come back up next week.
Yes.
I second.
I have a motion to table by two, seconded by three.
I have a question, though. Are we talking about two trucks here?
Three.
I don't have the third one.
There were two long bid and one short bid.
Okay.
That's even better to table it because I don't see a bid on the third.
Yeah,
all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion to table carries 3-0. Moving to item 13. Discussion and possible action regarding the transferring of the following items. Assets 16808 copier from adult probation to sheriff's office. Asset 15657 copier from JP Precinct 2 to surplus. And again, it's one of Ms. Connie's items, but it is just a transfer.
Just transferring the surplus.
Right.
I'd make the motion to
second.
A motion by two, seconded by three. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Item 14, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting.
Move adjourn.
Motion by three.
Second.
Second by two. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Court is adjourned at 2:34.
It says three. It appears to be three.